Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, March 19th, 2018. Welcome to day 424. Donald Trump hired the lawyer who promoted the theory that the FBI and Justice Department framed him in order to keep him from becoming president. Here he is on Fox News in January.
There was a brazen plot to illegally exonerate Hillary Clinton, and if she didn't win the election, to then frame Donald Trump with a falsely created crime. Everything that we have seen from these texts and from all the facts developing shows that the FBI and senior DOJ officials conspired to violate the law and to deny Donald Trump his civil rights.
What would be the motive for that?
The motive would be that they didn't like Donald Trump, they didn't think he was fit to be president, and they were going to do everything within their power to exonerate Hillary Clinton, and if she lost, to frame Donald Trump with a false crime because they didn't think he should be president.
The New York Times says Dejanova's hiring has not yet been announced. Next, the Washington Post and New York Times are reporting that Jeff Sessions fired Andrew McCabe, the now former deputy director of the FBI, 24 hours before he was set to retire. Sessions announced the decision to fire McCabe just before 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, saying McCabe was fired because he, quote, made an unauthorized disclosure to the news media and lacked candor, including under oath, on multiple occasions, end quote. In an interview, McCabe defended himself, saying, quote, "The idea that I was dishonest is just wrong." McCabe added, quote, "This is part of an effort to discredit me as a witness," end quote, and undermine Robert Mueller's investigation into the Trump campaign. Meanwhile, Axios, the Associated Press, and CNN say McCabe met with Mueller and turned over memos detailing his interactions with Trump, similar to the notes compiled by James Comey. The memos apparently included corroborating details about the firing of former FBI Director James Comey, but it's unclear when McCabe's interview with Mueller took place. Next, the Daily Beast says Trump's personal lawyer wants Rod Rosenstein to end Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. John Dowd wrote in an email comment about McCabe's firing, quote, "I pray that Acting Attorney General Rosenstein will follow the brilliant and courageous example of the FBI Office of Professional Responsibility and Attorney General Jeff Sessions and bring an end to alleged Russia collusion investigation manufactured by McCabe's boss, James Comey, based on a fraudulent and corrupt dossier," end quote. Meanwhile, the Washington Post and New York Times are reporting that Trump attacked Mueller by name for the first time on Twitter, calling the special counsel's investigation "witch hunt" in all caps in a tweet. Trump also charged that the memos written by James Comey and Andrew McCabe were fake memos because he, quote, "spent very little time with Andrew McCabe, but he never took notes when he was with me," end quote. In one tweet, Trump also complained that Mueller's team is partisan with, quote, 13 hardened Democrats, some big crooked Hillary supporters, and zero Republicans, question mark, end quote. Mueller and Rosenstein are both Republicans. And finally, Reuters and Politico are reporting that Republican senators warned Trump not to fire Robert Mueller and to let federal investigators do their jobs. Lindsey Graham said if Trump were to dismiss Mueller, it would mark, quote, the beginning of the end of his presidency, end quote. Trey Gowdy, meanwhile, had this to say.
To suggest that Mueller should shut down and that all he is looking at is collusion, if you have an innocent client, Mr. Dowd, act like it. Russia attacked our country. Let Special Counsel Mueller figure that out. And if you believe, as we found, there's no evidence of collusion, you should want Special Counsel Mueller to take all the time and have all the independence he needs to do his job.
Paul Ryan issued a statement urging Trump that, quote, Mueller and his team should be able to do their job, end quote. Mitch McConnell, however, had no comment. Following the pushback, White House lawyer Ty Cobb issued a statement on Sunday night saying that Trump was not considering firing Mueller. And in the polls, Monmouth University says 74% of Americans feel that the national policy is being manipulated by a deep state of unelected government officials. 31% of Republicans and 33% of independents say they believe in the existence of a deep state. Only 19% of Democrats, meanwhile, say the deep state definitely exists. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Three sources contradicted Jeff Sessions' claims that he pushed back against a George Papadopoulos proposal for Trump's campaign to meet with Russians in 2016. Two, Jared Kushner's family real estate company routinely filed false documents with the New York City Housing Department. And three, senior White House officials are considering whether to rehire Trump's personal aide, John McEntee, just days after he was abruptly fired and escorted off the property. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.